Look, you vegetarians, you people, and you vegans, will you get off Mara Davis's back? Will you just leave her alone? Mara Davis from Atlanta Eats is here.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Been getting a lot of requests from the Burt Show fam about restaurants that are vegetarian and vegans.
And you know why. It's all Beyonce's fault.
Well, you know, that was interesting, and I had some comments about that on at Mara Davis on Twitter, at Mara Davis 2000 on Instagram.
Just that she made this offer, right? If you become vegan, then one of you guys gets to go to all of my shows for the rest of my life.
Well, listen, in theory, it's a great idea, but it is very expensive to become vegetarian or vegan because you have to plan out your meals. Mm-hmm. And if you're just an average person, it is just not easy to have access to the things that they have access to. I think the heart was in the right place. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a couple of ideas of where you can eat vegetarian and vegan and try it. The place that everybody is talking about is Slutty Vegan.
Slutty
Vegan?
The
name of the place is called Slutty Vegan.
That's right. Now, it's provocative. It started off as a food truck, and now it's become like when they opened on the West End, people were waiting in line. Like 1,000 people showed up to this, and they've got all kinds of, you know, fake shrimp, like vegan shrimp and vegan Philly cheese. They've got a Philly cheesesteak that's vegan. All the sandwiches come with fries and a pickle, but people are just raving about it. I personally have not tried it yet, but the name itself, Slutty Vegan, it's fun to say. There's a place in Los Angeles called Egg Slut.
What's happening?
There's never been two words that describe me better. Egg slut.
What if you want your food to have morals?
That's right. So I guess it's just like, I think what they're trying to say is you can be decadent without the meat.
What are they making a cheese? What are they using for meat in the cheesesteak? Like tofu and stuff?
Yeah. Soy products. So that would be a better question for them, but usually it's that. So it's worth a try. I mean, you know, people, we've really grown accustomed to getting used to this. Like there's the Impossible Burger, which you may see at places like Yeah Burger or Hampton and Hudson, which you can see on Atlanta Eats on our show.
My buddy Coy just told me about this and said it actually even looks a little bloody.
It does. I had one at Venkman's and we ordered random burgers, random Impossible Burgers to the table and no one could tell the difference.
What is an Impossible Burger?
Well, it's made to look like a real burger, so like it's juicy and I can know the difference.
I couldn't.
Impossible.
But it's not meat.
All right. Well, let's keep it real. I mean, but it is good and it is tasty, and it's come a long way from the early days of the veggie burger. A couple other veggie places to try. Cafe Sunflower is the classic. There's two locations, Buckhead and Sandy Springs. I like R. Thomas. I think they've been on this trend, you know, before it was cool. Have you guys been to Sama Food for Balance? That's
no.
The Real Housewives of Buckhead, that place.
Okay.
They do all these bowls that you can customize, and it's very like, I just got out of yoga and can I have a bowl, please? But it's good. In East Point, there's Lovin' It Live, which is a great vegan place. True Food, of course, in Buckhead is great. Jim Adams Farm and Table, that's a great place that you can see on Atlanta Eats, and you can always come to me for more vegan and vegetarian ideas and watch Atlanta Eats. We feature a lot of vegetarian, but also meat. But there's definitely something for everybody. Can you try a meatless Monday, everybody?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem doing that. I mean, does that mean no fish also? I mean, all veggies?
Yeah.
If
you're doing vegan, no eggs, no cheese.
I think vegan is really, really hard, but I think vegetarian is actually quite doable.
Attainable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But Beyonce and Jay-Z, like,
the flexitarian one is the way to go. Because that's a vegetarian when it's convenient. Right?
Yes.
Isn't
yes.
it? Flexitarian
yes.
is like, I'm a vegan.
Today.
Yeah.
Listen,
you can be vegan, but then you're like, not today.
Just here's the motto. You do you.
There you go.
You do you.
Do you.
Do you.
Q99.7.